we were given a charge by the Congress, really, to try to find a way to do the 2020 census for less money on a per household basis than what the 2010 census cost. So we've been looking at a lot of different ways that we can really take advantage of technology and the way society is changing to try to save money. The key HR piece of that is what you find is, you know, we have people here who have done censuses for, you know, maybe 1, 2, even 3 decades. And now we have to look forward and do something really very non-traditional in a sense. So we want to make sure that we have the right skill sets here. And that's where the HR piece becomes very important in terms of aligning people with the right skills into the jobs that they need to be in to really be innovative going forward for the 2020 census so that we can meet all our goals of, you know, having a high-quality census and trying to count everybody and yet still trying to save money in the process. I think in the past, our goals have been to count everybody, but there hasn't been the same kind of pressure on the cost. So we set up a system here where, starting with the IT area, where I think the skill sets were most critical in terms of having to be forward-looking and right on the cutting edge. So we started putting together competency assessments that were self-assessments for the employees in the IT area. And the idea was that the employees would do these self-assessments with skills that were identified by the managers through a series of focus groups. And all of the assessments are automated. So we went through and did the first assessment effort in the IT area, and it was very successful in terms of really identifying what skill sets were lacking. So we have a better idea of targeting what we need to hire or get through contracting. And what we have here that maybe we can redeploy throughout the agency. We may have people with skill sets we need for the decennial, but they're not working in the decennial area right now. So this helps us really get a much better sense of what we have, and we're going to roll it out to some of our other core HR job position categories, like our survey statisticians and our math stats, so that we can really get a good sense of the skill sets exactly where they are in the whole agency.
What about the skill sets that are lacking? What about the people who don't have the skill sets that you need moving forward? Are you going to do anything to help them get those skill sets, or those people who are perhaps up for retirement who may be eligible for buyouts or early retirement?
Yeah, we don't have any current plans to do more buyouts, although I would never rule that out as something we might do in the future. We did do a lot of buyouts during the realignment when we were closing offices. We had about 300 employees in the 6 offices that we closed. About 100 were eligible for retirement there. And we had 203 people who ended up taking the early out. So it was a successful program, but that's not sort of our first line here. I think what we'd like to do is see how we can train people here and see if we can get the skill sets that they need. And of course, the skill sets are a little different across the programs too. So part of this is deploying people to the places where they can be best utilized within the whole agency. And the other is really to have individual development plans for employees so that employees working with their supervisors can identify these are the skill sets that we need. Another really important piece of this is our job rotation program. We decided that even though we're a large agency, we didn't want to be limited sort of in silos by our various directorates and program areas. So we're doing a lot more on a what I would call an enterprise-wide or a corporate basis. And we put in place a corporate job rotation program so that we really are establishing a workforce from the top down that has individuals who've had diverse career experiences throughout their time here. And this not only gets people in positions where they can build the skills that they need, but it's also a way for us to start developing our future leadership, people who have kind of a broad view across the whole Census Bureau. Another thing that we've done is put in place a corporate hiring program. So far, we've had three cohorts of people that we hire rather than into an individual office. We're hiring them as a corporate resource. In October, we'll have our fourth cohort. And a key element of the corporate hiring program is that people do rotate around in the agency during their first couple of years in the hiring program. And so we think that through our recruiting, through our corporate hiring, through the assessments and putting people in training programs, and then through natural attrition, we'll be able to fill in a lot of the gaps that we've identified in terms of skill sets. And in the meantime, we have to move ahead. So we've been filling in some of those gaps where we can with contracted help.